More and more of us are changing the way we shop and choosing to buy items that are plastic-free. Now, a church in Clown is taking on this theme with its own plastic-free harvest festival. Reverend Bryony Taylor is the rector of St John the Baptist Church in Clown, and we can talk to her now. Morning, Bryony.
Morning, Sarah.
Good morning. Good to speak to you. Tell me a little bit why you wanted to do this then. Why was it important to you to have a plastic-free harvest festival rather than the more traditional kind?
Well, we're sort of doing both, actually. We're having a traditional harvest festival, but I've always found I grew up in a town and harvest festival's never really been a particularly big deal for me, because when you live in a town, you haven't got that connection with the land. But actually, now I'm living in Barlborough and Clown. We're surrounded by farms and lots of local producers. And earlier this year, I met up with some people at Clown Gala running a community organisation called Plastic Free Clown. And they said, Reverend Bryony, would you be able to make a pledge to help reduce your use of plastic? So I said, OK, I'll take this on. And I made the decision to stop buying single-use plastic bottles. And as I was preparing and thinking about our Harvest Festival this year, I thought, yeah, recent years, our Harvest Festival has sort of become a bit of a food bank collection. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, and we are collecting for the food bank today, and it's really important that food banks are supported. But I wanted us to really think about our beautiful creation, about what the land produces, and about our behaviours and how that's affecting what the farmers are doing. And so I thought, well, let's just link the two together. So I came up with the idea of doing a plastic-free harvest festival. So we're doing all the normal things that you do at a harvest festival, collecting for the food bank, we're bringing lots of lovely fruit and veg into the church. We've had a lovely donation from More Fruiter Farm. They've given us a lovely box full of fresh fruit from their farm, which is very local in Clown. And I'm going to challenge everybody to try and make a plastic-free pledge so that together we can try and look after our planet.
It's interesting, because I kind of sort of almost introduced this as though this was a sort of modern thing that you were doing, but actually thinking about it, you know, going back to my childhood when we used to bring things for Harvest Festival when I was at school, it was plastic free. You know, you'd pack your box, your shoe box or whatever, with, you know, some fruit and some vegetables. They weren't wrapped in anything. They were just things that had come maybe from the local market or whatever. So this is quite a, you know, this is almost going back to how things used to be, isn't it?
It really is, actually, yeah. And when you talk to people about harvest, they have a lovely nostalgic feel and say, oh, yeah, do you remember that? And we used to bring all that fruit in. And then it sort of disappeared over the years. And so, really, we're just bringing it back. And I think particularly because churches have a lot of more older people, they're used to making do and mend and recycling and saving things and mending dresses rather than throwing them away. And so I think we've got quite a lot to learn from the older generation, actually, in how to kind of come together around this climate change crisis that we're in at the moment.
What other things are happening today? Because it's not just the Harvest Festival. You've got a litter pick. You're even making some beeswax wraps, aren't you?
That's right, yeah. We've got together with, there's a community group called Friends of Clown, Stanfree and Barlborough, and also the Plastic Free Clown group. We've all got together and said, let's make it a full day of activity. So we've got the service at the church at 11 o'clock, and then from 12 o'clock outside Clown Community Centre, there's going to be a Heroes and Princesses litter pick. So everyone's invited to come along to that, and you can come in costume if you want. As I understand, a little boy I know has already got his cape ready. They're going to do a litter pick around Clown, and then that's going to finish up at Clown Church, where we're going to have a shared picnic. And then we're going to have some different nature craft activities. So one of those is going to be making beeswax wraps, which are an alternative to cling film for wrapping up your sandwiches.
Yeah. Brilliant. Fantastic. And just clear something up for me, Bryony, because I always get slightly confused around harvest time, because some churches seem to celebrate Harvest Festival around about now. Others seem to wait a few weeks and do it in October. What is there a designated time when you're meant to do it?
No, there isn't. I mean, it's not even a movable feast. I was going to say it's a movable feast. It's not. It's you can choose when you celebrate it, basically. I think it's just probably to reflect what your community is doing and whether the harvest has come in yet or whatever. I've just decided to celebrate it today in Clown because it's normally our family service on this Sunday of the month at Clown. And our harvest festival at Barlborough is going to be on the 6th of October. So it's generally around these 4 weeks. But it can be quite changeable. So if you want to find out when your church's harvest festival is, you'll have to do some ringing around and find out.
And what, are you taking some of yourself to your own harvest festival? Have you got your own non-plastic wrapped items that you'll be donating?
Yes, I've got some tins to give to the food bank. I have actually said that if things are wrapped in plastic for the food bank, that's fine, because I'd rather people have food.
Of course,
people say,
yeah,
I'm not going to buy that because it's got plastic around it. Yes, I'm going to be taking some tins down, and I'm really looking forward to learning from the plastic-free people. I've got a woman called Kim coming, who is an amazingly inspirational woman, who's helping to lead the plastic-free clown group. And she's going to be at church, and she's going to have a number of different items that she uses regularly to help herself reduce the use of plastic in the household. So she's going to be giving advice and tips to people. So there's so much to learn from these people.
Sounds great. Bryony, thank you so much for talking to us. Reverend Bryony Taylor, the rector of St John the Baptist Church in Clown. They're holding a plastic-free harvest festival.